And notice now, in order for us to help folk, we got to be willing to get near folk. Amen. I remember going into an apartment at Bankhead Courts in Atlanta. Going inside of the apartment, there were roaches running every which way. But I could not allow the roaches to panic me. It's not like I'd never seen a roach before. But these were great in number. Amen. But I acted as though I was not affected by that. Why? Because I didn't come to look at the roaches. I went there to get close to the people. And then I sat down on the sofa and realized that one of the children must have slept on the sofa the night before, because I sat down in something that felt liquidy-like. But I couldn't jump up and act as though that sofa was beyond me. But I had to go through that in order to get near the people that I wanted to share the gospel with. And so Priscilla went into the kitchen while Roy and I sat out there. While I was sitting on the sofa, she went in there and was cooking some fried chicken. And it was smelling mighty good. And when she got finished cooking that chicken, she asked if I wanted to eat some of that chicken. In the midst of all of the roaches running about, and in the midst of the stench that's coming up from the couch, there was something inside of me that said, you can't eat that chicken. But because I wanted to get near the people that God loved, I said, I'll take a piece of that chicken. I ate it, and it was good. I prayed over it, blessed it in the name of Jesus. I ate it, and it was good. What was the message? Being socially relevant means being willing to go into some situations that may go against everything that makes us comfortable, but we're willing to do it. Why? Because a precious soul is at stake. And we cannot expect people to accept Christ unless we are first willing to accept them in the situation we find them in. And it was not long after that that they started asking me, where you go to church at? And prior to that, I had mentioned nothing so much about trying to baptize them, but I wanted them to see that being a Christian goes beyond hovering out between the four walls of a church building. That you don't have to wait to meet Jesus at the church building, but those of us who are members of the church will leave out from between those four walls, and the church will show up in your living room and sit down on your sofa and eat your fried chicken in the midst of thousands of roaches running here and yonder. Can I get an amen? And this is how Jesus would have us to practice evangelism, to meet people right where they are, and to let them know that we dare not look down upon them because they don't have the necessities of life that we have. Because no matter what we have, it's only stuff anyhow that's perishing, but they have a soul that is eternal. And I know that I'm not going to be able to take stuff with me. If somebody said, I've never seen a U-Haul tied behind a hearse. Stuff that we got is perishing. Even our physical bodies, they are perishing. But there is something that is eternal in the human being that God has placed there. And when I get over on the other side, and I look my Heavenly Father in the face, He's not going to be asking me about how much stuff I was able to accumulate down here. He's going to ask me, What kind of attitude did you express towards that individual that was traveling on the Jericho road and was beaten down by the robbers of life?